Well, on this Monday after supper, 28th of June, 71. The visit of Monday after supper, 28th of June, 71. And this is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over. See, this wasn't marked. Neither one of them marked. Channel 1 right, Channel 1 over wasn't marked. And this is Channel 1 over, the visit of Monday, the after supper, 28th of June, 71.
Clear creek water.
Yeah, just as clear as it can
be. My daddy used to talk about in Tennessee, it's clear.
Oh, up there in Tennessee, they got some of the nicest water you ever see.
Yes.
All over Tennessee, because, you see, I
but
worked
you
up there.
On a creek?
I stayed down, we lived down there, we're about halfway down the big hill, going down to it, it's a level place and build up there. We was up a rather smart piece above, but we had a lot of bottom land down there and made the finest corn. Stalks would be as large as yarn there down there in that bottom. And so that I decided I'd go back and go there just by myself and go drive down and see that old log house and that what we'd added to it. By the way, it hadn't been burned very long. It caught a fire. And somebody, I reckon somebody burned it or set the woods afire or something.
Did you have a fence around your yard?
Yeah, we had a fence around. I had cattle. See, we used to have a big herd of cattle and sheep too there and hogs too on the range.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bass there and there's a lot of oak timber there and there's plenty. And post oak, there's lots of post oak like there are in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And quite a bit of some white oak, but the hogs would really get fat on those post oaks. And we'd go out and get them in there and put them in a pen and corn fatten them, you see, and they'd be just as fat as they could be, and we'd butcher a lot of them, and Daddy'd carry them down to the market, you know, at Carbon Hill, where there's a big mining camp. He'd carry them down there and sell them, butcher them, carry them down there. He'd get in touch with the markets, and they'd handle them for him. Big coal companies handle his hogs for him, his cattle, too. And my uncle used to come up in there, cause he lived about halfway to this place, and he'd come up in there and go around and buy cattle and rob a big droves down there to that mining camp.
And butcher them down
and
there.
And Dad sell him and help him get those cattle up and go around and help him buy those cattle.
Well, now you got in on the butchering.
Well, I had to butcher, but I was pretty small then, you see. That's when I lived up there in Winston County, you see. After we moved down to down there, we was 8 miles to Carbon Hill then. There wasn't no much trouble to haul, to go down there to carry. We had a lot of hogs down there, but we had to keep them in the pasture all the time. We soon had stock law. When they got stock law up there, and first in Winston County, then they voted stock law in on Walker County, where we had plenty of land there, and we built us good pastures, but we cut out on our cattle, you know, and our hogs. Done more farming then than we did on the cattle.
And you remember when they did that?
Yeah, I remember that just like us today. And I remember the day, I just feel like I'd always have to be the one to stay there and mother to leave last, you know, when we'd go to move. And I happened to get into that, you see. And went up there when they sold the farm. I went up there and helped them stay 3 months and work for them back in the 40s. And when they sold the last farm and moved to one of my sisters, and I moved them down there, and they lived in one of their houses, you see, a while, then they moved over to another place, you see. And I never did want to go back after sold the farm to care so much about going back. Everything was different, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to, well, I'd stay there and see, we bought that farm and had those other two, and we bought that farm and had to work out on that farm and pay for it. Was Well, you see, Dad and Mother couldn't do it all by themselves, you see, and that's the reason I didn't get to go to school. We had to take that other farm. That made three farms, 3 8-acre farms that we owned. Well, we had 120 acres there. We had 120 acres in this farm.
How much of it did you farm?
Oh, we farmed about 75 acres of it. Then we rented some land there, at least that's some company land there when we first moved down there. All this land wasn't cleared up, and we cleared it up and put it in cultivation, you see, finished it up.
Well, back there in Winston County, is that where the big house was?
No, that was the last one was in Walker County.
Walker.
The first one was in Winston County.
Well, I mean the L house.
Hill House is in Walker County.
Walker County.
Yeah. This oven was large. Those rooms that the build of that house was people wouldn't hardly believe, but 18 by 20.
Yeah.
And 18 by 18.
Did you have in your kitchen now? Was that on to the?
Then the kitchen was on the side of this big house. Kitchen dining room was down was on the side of this big house. You see.
Yeah.
And then we see, as we needed, we'd build a room to it to add to the places. You see.
Yeah.
A lot of people built two story houses. We didn't especially want two story houses.
What did you have in your yard, Mr.? Did you have any hollyhocks and things?
Oh, my sisters had all kind of flowers.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and they raised sand about if there's a dog on the place. And I believe they poisoned my oldest brother's dogs, and I told them, I said, now listen, I'm going to not get little large, I'm going to get some, and he said, not poison one of mine.
Oh, they didn't want those old dogs lying around in the flower bed.
Well, you know, a lot of people thought it was a disgrace and all like that. The dogs didn't hurt nothing, never did have over two or three, you know. That didn't amount to anything. Listen, they always wanted to have dogs there, but my oldest brother and I liked to fox hunt, and we wanted hounds. No, it's a disgrace for them for us to have hounds.
Oh.
And just silly stuff, you know, like that. You know, because somebody else that didn't like dogs, you know, would say something about it, you know. They'd say something about their old dogs. Well, they didn't work and pay for the feed.
Yeah.
My oldest brother, he was teaching school, and when he bought the dogs, he done plenty for them. They did not know could come from him.
He didn't let them lay around in the flower beds.
Well, they had plenty of place, plenty of room. They didn't do no damage to the flowers hardly ever. you take dogs don't do as much damage as some people if you fix for them.
Yeah.
But you've got to fix for your dogs, you see, and feed them. Just like you do your cattle. If you didn't have a place for them to feed and eat, and feed them, how would they look part of the time?
You don't want your dogs laying under the house, mister.
I don't want them under the house and don't want them in the house.
You don't?
No, sir. I don't like pet dogs.
Yeah.
I don't like them, anything I've got to keep in there. Now, I like my dogs, but our dogs didn't bother anything, and we didn't let them stay, we didn't let them fool. And you take most of the places, they just have one or two dogs. They don't bother nothing under the house. Because we're the ones that have to keep it cleaned up, you know, and fix and everything. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the cold winter time, I went crawled up under the house right next to the fireplaces and built me a place for my dogs. So they'd come in when I come in, they'd run all night, you know, and freezing and everything. My dogs had a good place to sleep under there. And I kept it cleaned out and hay put in there and treated, no freezing or nothing.
Where was that?
Anywhere I was at. That was up there in Alabama.
Under the house?
Yeah, it don't hurt nothing for dogs if you keep the place cleaned up.
But you can't get to it.
Well, it's up high. It's up this high off the ground. I can crawl under there and clean that out. Clean out to take out, and I put hay in there. And I built that place where, see, those rocks are warm in there.
Yeah.
Well, my dogs run all night long, you know, and I didn't let them go out there and just lie in the rain and cold.
Oh, yeah.
And I build houses for them when, after I got to where I could get stuff myself, you see.
Uh-huh.
Well, you take 90% of the people that have dogs right now, you know what they do? They keep them in the house. Take George Myers up there, just raised sound about my dogs over there, and I don't let them, I let puppies, little puppies run out for a while. You've got to do that to develop them and let them learn where they'll be easier trained then, and they're easier raised. I let those little puppies run out, and they get about 3 or 4 months old, I put them all up. I'm going to fix and build another place and put those up, those two small ones up, and keep them in the pen. I don't allow them to go over to my neighbors and bother those people. They can't do that. Of course, yeah. Frank's children has got them going over to their house, and they've got a puppy over there, you know, and one of these just sold out stuff out there, and I don't want them eating it.
Yeah.
They'll eat stale stuff and makes them sick sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't realize it.
Well, now, what did you used to feed your dog? You just give them scraps off the table?
Well, the scraps off the table is, you can't beat cornbread. You can't beat cornbread for a dog.
What would you do, cook an extra pan for the dogs? That's what I mean, way back.
Well, they just a scrap on the table because they didn't last how about one or two, and then I had to pay. I'd catch a lot of furs of mine and sell them and at night, you know, and the rest of them asleep. I'd get out and hunt at 12 o'clock at night if it weren't too bad and cold. And I'd catch coons, possums and skunks or coons or anything like that, and minks and skin the hide, you see. And I'd go out a little hunting about 2 or 3 hours, lots of nights, you know, and work all day too, you see. But it didn't hurt me. I liked it, you know. I liked to hunt, and I'd have me a few traps, you know, and I'd slip out there and see where something was used, you know, I could catch from around those bluffs and cliffs. You couldn't hunt that, a tree and hole where you couldn't dig them out. But we'd hunt with the dogs back up on the hills and hilly place and like that, they'd go up a tree, you know, or in a tree, and we'd catch them there. I'd take my old fox dogs, I'd run so many races. Take up a sack and axe and walk out there and catch as many possums as anybody with a coon and possum dog. Take them the next night and blow my horn with other fellas, and you and Barkley, you struck a fox. Not many dogs that do that now.
Yeah.
But these would. I mean, that one would. And my brother-in-law is down here, and I ask him, I says, I've forgotten this. Didn't you say the old lead run till he was 14 years old and run 12 hours? He says, I sure did. He said he did that after you went to Florida. Well, I know I got to go, and y'all keep me all awake, and right now we could get something over the radio.
See what you can get.
You can't get nothing in the town. Not the same.
I wish I knew where that WSM was, mister.
Well, you can just keep turning on. Now, the numbers on this one, it won't be like that, you see.
WSM Mule is strong.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get WSM on this over here. But you just keep turning, so you're going to come around and turn slow now. Because you may not pick them up, they may not be talking or doing something right at that time. There are two now, then there are two stations, and it comes out of two different ways. But the Ron's, let's see if I can find it. The static's bad.
It's the third.
That's that line.
It's making no motion.
That's that line, I think it's you on. It's about the way they got the numbers on this little cheap one, it's hard to
Not on escapism, and of course it's
Now there he is, right there. SW.
Got a thing going on too. We got two hit riggers out right now.
But this is the colored people doing this.
I'm going to tell you about the hot pants special a little later on. That's special
they
offer
come
we got.
They come on
there. There's Ernest Rickenbacker located in Nashville, Tennessee. You know nowhere else but Nashville, Tennessee.
See,
make sure that card letter comes to Nashville now when you want records from Ernest.
Now,
that one I just played is number
come
three
on
the program tonight.
8 o'clock, you know.
James Brown, you write to Ernest for it. Would you ask for number three is played tonight? All right, guys, the brothers now. Love the one you with.
On this station, the club station, back over at the left is that regular station.
To die and confused, and you don't remember.
All right, here. Now that's right close to. Well, they got little marks there, but it don't give all numbers. That it's between 16 and 12, I believe it is. But it just.
This is the end, you see, it's backwards. This is the end of that Monday After Supper, 28th of June, 71. That's a visit of Monday After Supper, the 28th of June, 71. This is the end of it. This is the end of it. The end of it. This is the end of that visit, Mr. Weaver, Monday After Supper, 20th of June, 71.